The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, the Sitka spruce is a tree that has become one of the country's most polarising environmental issues, has now become a controversial topic within primary schools. A children's book called Sitka Spruce, the Amazing Timber Tree, was distributed in schools by the Society of Irish Foresters, SIFA, and the Irish Timber Council. And I'm joined by Oisin O'Neill, Nature Advocacy Officer with the Irish Wildlife Trust. And we did invite the Society of Irish Foresters to join us on the programme. They declined, or nobody was available. We did get a lengthy statement from them, and I will bring some of that to you as we go through this. So, Oisin, what's your problem with the book?
Hi, Claire. Thanks for having me on. So, as you said, the book Sitka Spruce, the Amazing Timber Tree, was distributed to primary schools across Ireland. What it does is it paints a lovely rosy picture of the Sitka spruce tree in a forest, seeing abundant wildlife around it. But the reality, as many people will tell you, it couldn't be further from the truth. What the book fails to mention is the well-documented serious negative ecological impacts of the Sitka spruce monoculture forestry model, and the anger and grief that Irish people feel that our native woodlands have been replaced by this lifeless conifer.
So on that point, and again, I say that Society of Irish Foresters did have the opportunity to come on the show and say this to you themselves. They declined, but they've given me this statement. So let me put the points to you. They say that the forestry industry learned from previous policies when planting spruce. So now what happens is that they're set back from rivers and roads and houses. All forests have a 20% broad leaves included and 15% biodiversity. So they say things have changed.
Well, that may be what they say, but the reality is the reports show that there is huge biodiversity loss in Ireland right now. And the forestry plantation, the monoculture plantation model, is one of the main drivers of biodiversity loss in Ireland. Forestry has been identified as one of the top tree pressures on Irish waterways, with the pine needles changing the chemistry in the water, killing salmon, plantations are sprayed with pesticide, and the clear felling model that is still used in Ireland, which was developed in Central Europe, by the way, and not even used there anymore, is seriously, seriously harmful. It causes huge soil exposure disturbance and is visually horrifying, as many in rural Ireland will tell you.
Come back to the book itself and the fact that it has been distributed to schools. And the former minister who was in charge of forestries at the time has written a foreword in this book. So what's your issue with the book being sent around?
Well, the book itself gives a very much a one-sided picture. It's an industry-led initiative aimed at the school children of Ireland that paints one side of the picture. What it doesn't tell the children is that, in fact, there are seriously negative impacts with this model that we are using in Ireland. It doesn't tell the school children of Ireland that Sitka spruce is the most common tree in Ireland. It is a non-native tree. 7% of Ireland is owned by Quilcha. 75% of Quilcha land is covered in Sitka spruce. What it doesn't say is that we're living within a global biodiversity crisis, with biodiversity loss seen as the second most severe global risk, according to the World Economic Forum. And information like this, misinformation like this, that is aimed at children, risks propagating biodiversity loss in Ireland, because the children won't understand what the real drivers of biodiversity loss in Ireland are, and the fact that this model is one of the main drivers of biodiversity loss in Ireland. So that's what it is. It's a one-sided picture. It doesn't tell the whole story. And that type of one-sided commercial narrative shouldn't be aimed at the school children of Ireland.
Well, they say, the people who published this book, that without the Sitka, there wouldn't be a forestry industry at all. And we wouldn't get the added bonuses of increased native woodland and additional biodiversity areas. And they ask, where would we get the timber for construction, for building our homes, for pallet wood, for transporting our foods, for fencing, panel board products and biomass energy that we all use every day, if we don't have a mix of conifers in our woodlands? What do you say to that point?
To that point, I'd say that there's no denying we need timber. But at the moment, we have an extractive industrial forestry model. Like I said, this model was developed in Central Europe. It's no longer used there because of how ecologically devastating it is. We want to see a transition to a continuous cover, a close-to-nature forestry model. We want funding to train foresters to do this. And you said there that the forest industry said that due because of this Sitka spruce model that we have that allows us to have native woodlands. We have the lowest level of native woodland cover in all of Europe. Only 0.6% of Ireland is national park. We have public lands that are not being managed for the public, that are not being managed for the people. We want public lands to be managed for nature, to protect nature, which in turn will give us clean water, flood mitigation. We want people to be able to coexist with nature, look towards a future where we can live in balance with nature. No one who looks at this forestry model that we currently have will tell you that this is in balance with nature. Mm-hmm. It's hugely damaging. And people in Ireland are grieving that we have no native woodlands.
And what about the decision to distribute this book to schools? Like, we asked the Department of Education about it, and they say that they don't have a role in improving, commissioning, sponsoring, or endorsing any content in any publication or product. The decisions on which textbooks, programs, and products to use in primary and post-primary schools are taken at school level. So clearly, it was the schools themselves that decided to accept and distribute this this book or this booklet.
Well, my understanding was distributed to the schools, and then the schools can either accept the book or throw it in the bin. And I understand the department is making, they don't want to be linked with this, and it definitely came out of the blue. But yeah, it was up to the schools, and I would hope that many of the schools would want their children to have a balanced understanding of nature and would not be letting this industry-aligned messaging into their schools. Mm-hmm.
But I suppose the Irish Wildlife Trust, you're perfectly within your rights to produce something, you know, whether it's an online resource or whether it's a booklet that can be in the same way distributed to the schools to put your point of view across.
Yes, of course. But what we are saying, biodiversity loss is a fact. It's a scientific fact. It's widely accepted. If you look at this book, it makes no mention of the negative impacts of Sitka spruce plantations. It talks about how great Sitka spruce is, how it lives in a forest full of nature. And this isn't factual. If you walk in a Sitka spruce plantation, it's lifeless, it's dead. There's no nature in there. So what we would put into schools, if we were to do that, would be educational, would be given the full picture, would be giving children a balanced understanding with a view towards educating them on the importance of biodiversity, on the importance of nature for people, mm-hmm. for the world we live within.
You're calling on the book to be removed altogether, is that right?
We're calling on the department to address this, yes.
Well, what does that mean, though? How should they address it?
That would be at the discretion of the department, whether they would like to recall the book. I'm no education expert. I don't know if they have the power to do that. So an education expert will be able to tell you the answer to that.
Okay, well, Oisin, we leave it there. Thank you for joining us. Oisin O'Neill, Nature Advocacy Officer with the Irish Wildlife Trust. And again, we did invite the people behind this booklet to join us on the programme. The Society of Irish Foresters supplied us with a lengthy statement, some of which I brought you there during our chat with Oisin, but they did decline to join us on that conversation.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.